race. It's been in the news a lot lately. It's on everyone's mind. It's also the name of a play being produced by New Edgecliffe Theatre and Northside by David Mamet. Race addresses the issues of personal bias on a very intimate level. And joining me in the studio is Daryl Harris, the director of Race, as well as a professor of theater over at Northern Kentucky University. Welcome, Daryl.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, this is a play that doesn't deal with a huge racial incident. It doesn't deal with media sensation. It's on a more individual level.
Yes, it deals with an incident involving rape, which some people would consider huge. It's not huge in the sense that it's not a star. It's not someone that everyone knows. It does involve a rich man and a less known, less wealthy female. So in that sense, if it were non-fictional, it probably would have gotten media attention because of our fascination with what the wealthy do and don't do.
And as a result of this rape, a pair of lawyers are approached by the accused
Yes.
to represent him.
Yes.
And it brings turmoil into their office.
Oh, absolutely. And I should have said, because I've watched enough Law and Order and having been raised on Perry Mason, I should have said alleged rape, because it's always as until a person is proven guilty, regardless of what the person himself says. The law firm that he goes to as a second choice, actually, is a law firm that is headed by an African-American male and a European-American or white male. And they happen to have a African-American female intern working there. So it's a diverse office. And that's one of the reasons that he chooses it, similarly to the way that a person accused of rape will often attempt to have a female lawyer in order to show, but I'm friendly to females. That's one of the reasons that he chooses this firm. But even the firm itself, the nature of the crime and also their makeup causes some turmoil and some questions that are raised within the firm that Mamet does not answer, which that's one of the things that I like about him. He poses questions. He poses probing questions, but does not on the surface or even beneath the surface appear to give his own answer or his own bias. So he allows us, both the artists who are interpreting the message and those who see it, to come to our own conclusions if we can, because some of the questions do not have good, clear, black and white, so to speak, responses.
And for people who may not be intimately familiar with David Mamet, he's not one to tiptoe around a subject. He is very direct and he speaks very bluntly about these things.
Yes. When I first heard that he had written a play entitled Race, I was a lot skeptical. David Mamet? Race? But I was pleasantly surprised at the way that he handled it. Again, in that he addresses blunt questions, as I said earlier, questions that you would not necessarily expect of a person in general. He asks questions of blacks, and I prefer that term because I'm old enough to make the choice myself. So pardon me, public, for not using African American. He proposes questions that we rarely ask ourselves, much less be asked from an, in quotes, outsider. I'm using all these terms because that's the nature of the piece. And I teach race, gender, theater courses, so I'm somewhat preoccupied by the subject matter and also desensitized by it.
I think a better word for your interest in race and ethnicity and the role it plays in theater is a passion for you.
I'll go with that. That's much better.
You've been working in theater as a student, as a teacher, as a director. Mm-hmm. You wear many hats, 40 years experience, and a good deal of that has been dedicated to sharing with others and teaching others what role ethnicity and race and all sorts of variances play in theater.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that's my... There I would go with passion for sure, and that's my calling, is to explore those issues via the magic, if you will, of theater and the ability of the theater to probe those things in a way that is more accessible to most people. And the healing inherent in theater, not just physical healing, but community healing. It's the work that Augusto Boal and others do. It's the, I believe, inherent in theaters having evolved from ritual settings in all of our cultures. Inherent in that is this healing both to communities, to groups of people, to ethnicities, and to individuals. So, yes, I think it's a perfect combination. It's just the combination of things that I feel that I was given and I'm moving forward with.
We know the main thrust of the story is racial bias.
Yes.
But it also addresses other issues. As you said earlier, you used the term black instead of African American because mm-hmm. you feel you're of a certain generation. Mm-hmm. It does talk about generational perceptions
yes.
and cultural perceptions
yes.
and background and all like that.
Yes. And gender issues also, because, again, the whole concept of rape and the power exhibited through sex, people argue that rape is not about sex, it's about power. which I somewhat in general I agree with, but it was only about power that they could use some other method other than sex. So, yes. But the young female intern presents some challenges to the two older male lawyers, both from her generational standpoint, her having a younger, fresher, perhaps somewhat argue fairer, less jaded for sure, less cynical so far for sure, but also from a female perspective, because the young lady who is accusing the rape is a black female. And so she has to empathize, or she feels some empathy, some closeness to that, different than either the two males could ever because of their gender and their races, both of them, and their age. So that it does get a lot of perspectives and reasonable ones, and it presents a challenge to her and is a source of the tension that you will see when you come to see the production.
A story this important deserves a very strong cast, and you've pulled together an exceptionally strong ensemble cast.
Yes, I'm ecstatic about the group. It's a superstar cast. It's Mr. Reggie Willis, Mr. Michael Schooner, and Mr. Bob Allen from the area that most people know, and a fresh new young woman who nobody here probably knows. She's from the Dayton area. Her name is Renika Williams, and I was really excited when she came to interview. I saw some things. She had the combination of the youth that we wanted, but also maturity, probably from having been raised by slightly older parents of that generation. So she has an exposure to I wouldn't necessarily call her an old soul, but that feel, which is helps to balance her presence in the rehearsal process. She's still at school, and she said that some of her fellow students have asked her, what's it like to be in rehearsal with, like, old people? But she's holding her own, as are we, I trust.
As we mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. the story involves people realizing some of the biases and prejudices they may not have realized they had.
Yes.
In working with this cast, are people sort of discovering new things about their thoughts on race and bias and prejudice? Is this something of a cathartic or a discovery journey for them?
I don't necessarily feel that it's cathartic. I think that we all are discovering things. I believe each of us considers ourselves to be educated, liberal in the sense of free, for those of you who don't like the term. Free thinkers, for sure, and balanced thinkers. But I believe, yes, we are asking ourselves, all of us, myself included. And that's one of the things I love about directing, particularly with smart people, because it challenges my own thinking and gives me new perspectives from which to look at things. Yes, I think we are, on a daily basis, coming up with different views, different questions. And once again, not necessarily even answers. There's one question that Renika, who is playing the intern named Susan, that's a pivotal question, but she's still not clear on where she wants Susan to be on that issue. And when she decides, she's not going to even tell us. So it maintains attention. But yeah, it's certainly a growing and a learning and a maturing experience, and one that makes it exciting and make process exciting, and one that I welcome when participating in any artistic endeavor.
While this is a very topical play, we must mention the fact it is also a very engaging story.
Yes.
It's not just pointing fingers and making accusations and yelling at people.
Oh, absolutely not. And I think that's one of the beauties of it. Again, because it's not preachy, it's not saying this is right, this is wrong, this is how you should think, this is how you should not. It is the tension of the engagement of the question and then hearing the various views, but it's not in any ways dictating. And it does keep you engaged because of the back and forth of the conversations. And just, I think that law types of shows are exciting because of the debate type of issue, the back and forth. This has those things in it, and the wheedling out, the playing of the game, the finding out this clue to bring you to that conclusion, whether that conclusion is right or just, which are not necessarily the same thing. And it questions our own values as a country, et cetera. One of the things that I think that the two plays that I'm most familiar with of Mammoth are this one and Oleana. Oleana is one that I teach routinely, and it's about a young lady who's accusing a male faculty member of sexual abuse based on some relatively sketchy things like patting her on the back, things that since the Anita Hill era, we just can't comfortably do. But our focus is on that issue. And here, our focus is primarily on the race issue and, the sexual abuse. But he's also making pointed jabs. In Oleana, he's making pointed jabs at the academic system, the tenure system, for example. So we almost lose track of that because of the bigger issue. And here, we almost lose track at the jabs that he's making or the questions he's making about the fairness of our justice system, whether it is or not, because we're so focused on the race issue. So I think he's brilliant in this case, regardless of other opinions that people have about him, for putting those issues there and almost diverting us, smoke and mirrors, to the main issue, which is important, but he's making equally important points about other core values of our culture.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Daryl Harris, the director of New Edgecliffe Theater's upcoming production of Race. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
That's Race by David Mamet, being presented by the New Edgecliffe Theater at the Hoffner Lodge on Hamilton Avenue in Northside, April 9th through the 25th. For more information on Race and the New Edgecliffe Theater, please be sure to visit our website at wvhu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.